Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk About It. This is Elder Kathy Ann Kendall, and we are excited to be on air with you on tonight. We're on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk as well, and we're excited. Won't you call and let someone know that we are on the air, and we would like them to be a part of this ministry on tonight. Amen. Good evening, and God bless you. This is Let's Talk About It with Elder Kathy Ann Kendall. I thank God each one of you on tonight. We're going to give a few moments for all of those that are coming on to get on the line. Let someone know that we are on the air. We want you to let someone know that we are on the air tonight. Topic tonight is going to be healing. God bless you, Kiona. How are you? Our topic tonight is healing. We're asking that you share the broadcast with anyone that you know that has sickness in their body, anyone that's been fighting, standing. Healing tonight is the night. Would you call them or share this with them and let them know that Let's Talk About It is on the air. Amen. We're looking forward to having an awesome time. We are on Facebook Live as well as on Blog Talk Radio on tonight. And we are excited about that. God bless you, B. Thank you for joining. Our topic tonight is healing. We're going to give a couple of moments for everyone to come online. We're asking if you would share the broadcast. We're going to go ahead and begin our prayer. Father, we thank you and we magnify you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. There's none like you nowhere. You're awesome and mighty all by yourself. Hallelujah. God, thank you that in your word you said that healing is the children's bread. Thank you, Father, that it's your desire that we be in health and prosper even as our soul prospers. And you've given us power and authority over every sickness and every disease. We have the power to bind and loose. In your Son, Jesus' name. Father, those that will listen on tonight, we need that would have infirmities in their body, that they would be healed, God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are praying for loved ones, that they would, that their faith would be increased, and that they would pray fervently and effectively, and that we would see the manifestation of your healing on tonight. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Some of the things that we're going to discuss tonight about healing is what's important. What is it important? What we believe? Is it important what we think? You all, this is an interactive program, so I ask that if you have any questions about healing, that you type those in, and we will address that according to Scripture. Amen. We're going to take some very natural issues, some things that we've been taught that block and stop the move of God. Now, what do I mean by that? We know that God is all-powerful and that there is nothing that's greater than him, but he tells us that as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's important what goes in our ear gates, what goes into our eye gates, what we actually believe. Amen? So let's take a look at some of the things that I've heard people say in error. In error. Some of the things that I've heard people about healing. I've heard people say things like, I thank God that he trusted me with cancer. God bless you, Brother Jerome. Thank you so much for coming in. Our topic tonight is healing. Amen. Would you share the broadcast for us? One of the things that we have turned around or have found ourselves in error in the body of Christ, is that some believe that God will put a sickness or disease on them as a believer. They believe that God would do that, and that's not true, you all. He said that he removed all sickness and all disease away from us. God bless you, Auntie. Thank you for joining us. He said that he removed all sickness and all disease away from us. So then how is it that he would remove it from us and put it on us at the same time? Amen. The topic tonight is healing. If you have any questions about healing, if there's an area in your body, in your mind, or in your emotions that you're asking God for healing for, I'm asking that you give that to us, and we're going to pray. Amen. God bless you, Sister Pamela. Our topic tonight, you all, it's important what we believe. The woman that had the issue of blood, she believed that if she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that she would be healed. That if she could just touch him, that healing was going to take. What do you believe? What do you believe about healing? When you get a headache, what is the first thing you do? Do you automatically grab a bottle or Tylenol or Advil, or do you lay your hands on your head and tell the enemy, not so, and you've got to go in the name of Jesus? When your children become ill, you all, I believe that God uses doctors and nurses. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, what do you think? What is your belief process? It's important that we understand what the Scripture promises us. He said in his word that healing is the children's bread. What does that mean? That means that healing is something you can have every day, all day long, as much of it as you need. There's no reason for you to suffer, no reason for you to be tormented, no reason for you to be in discomfort. Amen? You all, again, I'm asking if you would share the broadcast, and if you have any questions about healing or if there's a part in your body, mind, or soul that you need prayer for, type it in. We're going to pray today. One of the things that is important is that what we allow other people to say to us in that fight. If I'm standing and praying and believing God, I don't need someone to come around and act as if I'm a victim. The Bible says that I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. So then that is how you should treat me, that I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. Now, oh, poor baby, I heard. Don't tell me what you heard. Tell me what the word says. Because I hear a lot. The doctor's report is enough. Amen. I need the saints of God to be on the page with the word of God. What if it's something that you prayed and it didn't move? Well, God must want me to have it then because it's still there. That's the wrong thinking. That's not true. Because that thing is persistent, you have to be just as persistent. We have to be just as persistent. We tell it to go again. If it comes back, then we tell it to go again. And you all, the wonderful thing is that there is no way for us to get worn out or tired of speaking the word. And we feel ourselves becoming weary. I guarantee you that doubt has crept in somewhere. God, because the enemy is not just bombarding our bodies most of the time, but he's also bombarding our minds. That's why it's important that we have a prayer partner. That's why it's important that we call out one another's names. He said that if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders. And let them guess if you were sick. He said, call them and tell them, pray for me, I'm sick. He said, call for the elders and let them pray, the prayer of faith. He said that we would immediately recover. Why are we not seeing the immediate today? I believe it's because of the day and the time that we live in. There's so many medicines. There's so many quick fixes. The saints are taking just as many pills as the world. We have to go back to what we know. What we know works. Because I don't want you to get rid of the symptoms. Hallelujah. I don't want the symptoms to just go. But the very source of that thing, the very root of it, to be cursed, to be cast out. Amen. To be where it can't come back again. That's what I'm talking about. That's the God that we serve, the one that will not let us fail. Amen. That we are victorious already, that the fight has already been won. The only thing we have to do is not give up. I'm talking about healing. There's healing that needs to be done in our emotions. Sometimes our emotions are off balance. We get angry real quick for no reason whatsoever. The Bible tells us about that. It says anger rests in the bosom of a fool. Anger is not something that should be named among us as something that's staying. Are you going to react to something? Are you going to respond? Most of us do. But what is our first response? My first response is without a shadow of a doubt, I understand. I understand that God is in control and not man. I understand that surely that God has the last say so. He has the last word, not man. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about healing. We can stand in the gap for our loved ones. We can stand in the gap for those that are not current believers for their healing. The Bible has left it on record about the man that where his friends raised the roof for him and let him down. Why? Because they believed. They believed. The Bible doesn't talk about his faith. It talks about their faith. They believed that if he got prayer from them, that he was going to be healed. If he would receive that prayer, then he would be healed. And that's exactly what happened. It's important that we don't get weary in well-doing. It doesn't matter how long you've been praying. I'm still believing God. I'm believing God for your healing. I'm believing God for your deliverance. I'm believing God for your wholeness. Why? Because believers believe. That's what we do. Against all odds. And it's not just mere words that are coming out of my mouth, but my heart is there. My faith is there. My expectation is there. My expectation is that when we finish this prayer, the healing is going to take place. My expectation that ringing in the ear is going to stop. It's my expectation that back pain is going to cease. Why? Because God has given us power and dominion over all of it. It's nothing that's too great or that's too small. It's things that we get used to. There's a place of compromising us and say, well, that's just what I got, or that's what my mama had, or that's what my dad had, so then I know that that's what I'm going to have. Really? You know that. There's something wrong with that pattern of thinking. Well, my daddy had high blood pressure. Your daddy used 4 tablespoons of salt. Don't do it. While some of the things that we call the enemy, some of the things that we call the devil, is a lack of self-discipline. I know. And somebody will say, well, how are you going to say that? That's how I can say it, because I know a lack of self-discipline will have in a place in your health, in your body, that you shouldn't be, that it wasn't meant for, but you don't have to stay there. God will give you the discipline that you need. He will give you the strength that you need in order to complete the task. But you've got to have a made-up mind that that's what you want to do.
Nobody can hand walk you there. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can go to the gym for us. Nobody can watch our mouth. We have to do that ourselves. If you're not supposed to have stress, why do you have stressful people around you? And you know they're going to stress you out. When you see their number come up on your caller ID, voicemail, rejected, declined. Why? Because I'm not doing that. I'm not your garbage dump. I'm not your garbage can. We're talking about healing. Some of our hearts need to be healed. Emotionally, we have been broken in our hearts. We don't trust anymore. We're afraid to love again. Why? Because we open ourselves up to people and to things we shouldn't have. And God says, come on, I'll heal you. Come on, I'll heal you. He says that he mends the broken heart. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it, you all. We don't have to stay in any place that's not a godly place. Any place that doesn't speak wholeness, that doesn't speak health, that does not speak wealth, that does not speak healing, then it's not of him. That's not our promise. The kingdom of God says that I can have all that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and I'll add everything else to you. Everything else. So then when we find ourselves lacking in something, when we find ourselves in something missing, then that's the time that we have to go to God and say, okay, where are we at? What is missing here? What is it that I'm believing? What is it that I'm not believing? God bless you, Dr. Wright. What is it that I'm believing or not believing? Because the Bible tells me that as a man thinketh, so is he. If you believe that because your mama had it or because your daddy had it, then you have to have it, then so be it. But I'm telling you that's not the truth. Jesus didn't trust you with cancer. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It is. He didn't put that on you. Jesus didn't do that. Our subject tonight is to share the book. You would be so kind. If you have questions about healing, if there's something in your body, in your mind, in your emotions that you're asking God for prayer for, you can type it in and we're going to pray that tonight. It's imperative that we understand that we have choices in our belief system, that change can take place by the word, by the renewing of our mind. Healing. Healing. Healing is not necessarily always a process. Sometimes God does it instantaneously. There are miraculous healings that I've seen that I've benefited from. And then there have been healings that have taken place because God gave instructions and they had to be followed. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. You had a massive heart attack and the mercy of God spares your life. And you still do the same things you were doing after the heart attack that you were doing before. And then we say, come back. It came back. No, it didn't come. It didn't come back. You kept practicing the same bad practices that you had beforehand, the same bad habits. So now let's go a little bit further, and let's ask God to heal the places that have you eat wrong, to not love yourself, to not exercise, to not do the things that he's told you to do. It's important. Healing of our emotions. One day you're up, the next day you're down. Depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. God is a healer. He's a restorer. He is. He'll make the crooked places in our mind, the places where truth is spoken and it's twisted by the time it comes into your brain. Oh, I'm serious, saints. Someone says to you, I love you, I care about you, and your first response is, Do you know that is something wrong with that? There's some bitterness there. There's some hurt there. But our God is a healer. All healings are not physical. They're not. They're psychological healing. They're emotional healing. They're spiritual healing. There are. Saints of God, it's imperative that we understand that we have choices and decisions that shape our thinking. The choices we make are because of what we believe. It is. If you believe that you can't do any better than a Section 8 apartment, if you believe that you can't do any better than the west side of Chicago in the inner city, in the hood, where you ducking bullets, now I believe I'm not talking about that you're believing God to come out of it. If you believe that that's it, if you believe that that's the top, then that's going to be your top. But don't be mad at the sister or the brother that's like, I'm on my way to Des Plaines, or I'm on my way to Lakeshore Drive, or I'm on my way to Skokie. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to raise my children in this. Don't be upset. That's what they desire. They believe they can do. Our experiences in life, the things that we've heard, the things that we've watched, make a difference. God bless you, Sister Betty. Thank you so much for joining us. Our topic tonight is healing. You know, it's not anything that's magical. It's not anything that's spooky. It's really not the word promised. It's a promise. And we serve a God that cannot lie. Healing is your promise. It's a part of the covenant. Hallelujah. The God of the universe, the one that created everything, said that his desire was that you be in health. You know, it's amazing to me when I hear people saying, I thank God for a portion of my health and my strength. Why do you only have a portion? Why is that okay? Why are you settling for that? Why are you settling for a portion of your health and strength? Do you know the benefits of salvation? Do you know the benefits of serving him? Or have you decided that that's one of the benefits you don't have to have? Have you decided that it's okay for me to have a headache every Friday? It's okay for me to have a headache once a month? I'm serious, you all. The things that we tolerate as kingdom citizens, unnecessary. You toss and turn, not sleeping, and you won't ask God why? And then we get these labels and these names, and we act like that makes it all right. Well, you know, I have insomnia, and I don't sleep well. And you okay with that? When he said that he gave his beloved rest. Okay. It's a choice. You know, if I told you that I was going to give you, God bless you, Sister Trish, if I told you that I was going to give you $5,000, and then I when you came to pick the $5,000 up, I only gave you one, you would ask me about that other four. So why is it that we'll take part of the promises of the kingdom, but healing is not one of them? Why do we think that that's, you know, I'm suffering for the Lord? No, you're suffering out of ignorance. And he said, for the lack of knowledge, my people perish. For real. God is a healer. He is a restorer. He is the repairer of the breach. That's the word. So then what is it that we're choosing to believe instead of the word? I'm choosing to believe what grandma, choosing to believe actual information rather than God. Excuse me, we're talking about healing. We're asking you to share the broadcast. And if you have any questions, pardon me, if you have any questions about healing or if there's healing that you need in your body, we're asking you to type it. We're going to pray in these next 10 minutes. We're going to pray. It's imperative that we know in the body of Christ that we can become lackadaisical. We can become comfortable with certain things. We can become comfortable with coming home and putting ice on our knee every day. Mm-hmm. We can become comfortable with taking Advil. We can become comfortable with it. But we shouldn't, because it's not necessary. God bless you, Martell. That's my nephew, you all. We're talking about healing on tonight. Emotional healing, physical healing, psychological healing. God is a healer. He gives instructions, and we should follow them. We should. But what stops us from even asking? What stops us from even asking him, God, will you heal me from this?